the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'id hajata wa 'azma fi ma 'indaka raghbata. Allahumma Brothers and sisters, we were talking about the part of this divine Kumail supplication where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَعَظُمَ فِيمَا عِنْدَكَ رَغْبَتُ. O Allah, I ask you with the asking of the one whose craving for what is with you has become intense. We said that the intense enthusiasm of Imam Ali alayhi salam for reaching what was with the Almighty Allah was because of the fact that he was aware of what is with the Almighty Allah. And I assume it would be better for us to have a look at least at some small part of the rewards of the Almighty Allah, of the things that are with the Almighty Allah, so that it may add to our enthusiasm for reaching Him. In the previous programs, we talked about only one aspect, only one part of things that was with the Almighty Allah, which was the rewards of the Almighty Allah for the servant's deeds. Although He has ordered the servants to do some obligatory deeds and some recommended ones, He has put some rewards for Himself. He has necessitated for Himself to give rewards for doing these things. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَا مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهِ. Beware that everyone who learns Qur'an and teaches it to others and practices its rules, فَأَنَا لَهُ سَائِقٌ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَدَلِيلٌ إِلَيْهَا. I would bring and guide him to the paradise. Speaking of paradise, dear listeners, it is one of the other things that is with the Almighty Allah. One of the realities from Allah is paradise. Because the believers and good doers are always enthusiastic for it. The merciful Allah has invited all His servants to this permanent abode. And He has stated belief, piety, good deeds, and observing lawful and avoiding unlawful deeds for reaching it.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret Your authority is manifest. Your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad? Thank you, Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
The Holy Quran says, سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم. Hasten to forgiveness from your Lord. And then it continues, وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. And hasten to a garden, the extensiveness of which is as the heavens and the earth. عِدَّةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ is prepared for those who guard against evil. Also, in another verse of the Holy Quran, which is really close to this, we read, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Hasten to forgiveness from your Lord. وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And a garden, the extensiveness of which is as the heavens and the earth. عِدَّةٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. It is prepared for those who believe in Allah and His apostles. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is the grace of Allah. He gives it to whoever He prefers. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. So, based on the Quranic verses and the traditions of the Prophet and his household, alayhi salam, paradise is the reward for the ones who have belief, for the ones who accompany good deeds, for the ones who bring with them to the day of hereafter the piety, they have avoided unlawful acts in the world. And on the other hand, the one who is away from these facts, the one who is polluted with disbelief, the one who has darkened his heart with other sins, does not deserve to enter the paradise. And he will have no sense of what rewards have been mentioned for the believing people. He does not deserve to enter paradise. He would rather be placed in hell, and he would be deprived of Almighty Allah's mercy and countenance. Brothers and sisters, we will continue talking about the different traditions and also verses of the Holy Quran regarding paradise as a reward for believers, God willing, in the next program. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Hello.